Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily Durham, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. I'm a senior recruiter. I wouldn't say confidence coach, but damn, girl, do I have some confidence. And I'm ready to share the tips. Today, we're going to talk about something that honestly, I've literally been struggling with this week. So I was starting to think through how I was going to process it. And I was like, wait a second, this would make such a good podcast app, because so many of you in my Insta DMs are always asking about, you know, how can I stop stressing about things that don't matter? Like, I have so much anxiety about work. What do? I have anxiety about this, that, the other thing. And I, believe it or not, am a huge ball of nerves. I know I come across is pretty confident, and I definitely am, but that doesn't mean I don't have, you know, my own anxieties that I'm battling literally in this moment as I hold this mic. So today we're going to talk through how we can collectively stop sweating the small stuff, what I personally do, and the advice that I think is bullshit. So let's jump into it. And before we do, please, please, please leave a rating and a review for the show. It means so much. You already know this is like my number one love. This is the true love of my life. So please, please, please show it some love right back, and it will keep showing love to you. So my mom is probably one of the most high anxiety people I know. I'm sorry if you're listening to this, mom, but it's true and you know it, girl. And she's the first to always tell me, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't make mountains out of molehills, whatever all of the other like weird mom analogies are, you know, those like weird sayings that only moms say. She says all of those. Basically, she's always trying to get me to live in the moment and not be anxious and basically do the opposite of what she often does when she's feeling stressed. And I will say, like, shout out to my mom. She's gotten a lot better. She's not like, you know, crippled with anxiety, but she's definitely someone who has had maybe like the habit of overthinking at times. And I definitely am like that as well. And I am not blaming my mom for it even a little bit. Like, it's completely self-induced. My parents have been so fantastic. Like, they raised me in such a wonderful way. I just messed my own self up. So anyways, I was having and am having actually a super stressful week. I'm kind of in a slump at work. Like, nothing's explicitly wrong. I like my job. Like, I enjoy my job, but I've now been in the same position for almost 3 years. And I'm like, okay, what do I want to do next? And, you know, do I want to stay in recruiting? Do I want to be on the influencer side? Like, I love marketing. Should I be moving into that? Like, I always have so much clarity on what I want for my career, because my career is careers. Like, if there's one thing I have clarity on, it's that. But for the first time in my life, I'm in a phase, especially over the last like probably 8 or 9 months, I'm just wondering, like, okay, what do I want? Like, I have to make some big decisions. So that's been like a little part of what's stressing me out. And there's just like other things, you know, like generic life stuff where I'm like so in my head and finding myself to be irritable. Like, people are pissing me off really easy. And I was thinking through how I was going to handle this. And here we are, because we're going to handle this together. And we're not going to use the BS like, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Don't sweat the small stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Because here's what I have to say about this. If you thought it was small stuff, you wouldn't be sweating it. If for you this was a little deal, you wouldn't be having anxiety or stressing about it. So for someone to tell you not to sweat the small stuff is basically saying, hey, this problem that's big to you isn't actually big. And I get what they're trying to do. I know they're trying to help you, but ultimately it kind of is invalidating your experience and isn't really giving you anything to work with. So what I have been trying to do is minimize the situation for myself. So I don't listen to my friends or my family when they say, oh, don't worry about it, it's small. Because even when they say that, my immediate mental response is, yeah, well, it's small to you. It's not small to me. Like, that email I messed up doesn't mean anything to you, but to me, that's a massive deal. So I've been working on kind of self-regulating my own stress and anxiety by trying to objectively look at the situation I'm in and really getting like an objective view of how bad it really is, if it's even bad at all. Obviously, I'm talking about this through the lens of work, but I often, you know, will take these tips into other areas of my life. That's the whole, you know, 9-to-5 and beyond thing. I definitely think this applies to relationships, friendships, like whatever it might be. So what I'm trying to do in my own life is focus a lot less on how I'm feeling about the situation and a lot more on the facts of the situation. I'm going to tell you a story. So when I first started in recruiting, and maybe you've heard this before because I have talked about it on my YouTube channel, but there was one day where, holy shit, I was like, I'm getting fired. It was so bad. I started my career in recruiting. I was at BMO. I had two candidates with the same last name, or was it the same first name? I don't remember. Anyways, same name. I had them set up for interviews. One person, you know, was going to location A, another person was going to location B. At this point, I was a recruiting coordinator, maybe a month on the job. I was so overwhelmed because I had no idea what the hell I was doing. But I was like, you know what? Whatever it is, I'm going to make it work. So I set up these interviews. I'm having a great day. I'm sipping my Pike roast from Starbucks. And then I get a call from a hiring manager, you know, the person who was supposed to be interviewing someone. And he goes, Emily, that candidate was horrible. How on earth did you find them? Like, they knew nothing about software engineering. And I was like, what do you mean? They're in school for engineering. There's no way they know nothing. I mean, maybe it wasn't a great interview, but there's no way they're completely new to this. Anyways, the genius that I am, I sent the candidates to the wrong interview. I had an engineering student in a marketing interview and a marketing student in an engineering interview. Yeah. That's bad. So when I told my boss, I was like freaking out. I'm not kidding. I went to the bathroom and I cried before I went to go talk to her because in my mind, I was getting fired. And she looked at me. She laughed. She goes, okay, I've done worse. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to call the two candidates. You're going to call the managers. You just tell people you're sorry. You move on. And I was like, what? So for the next month, I was on pins and needles because I was like, if I make one more mistake, for sure, I'm getting my ass fired for real this time. And let me tell you, that was not the last mistake I made. I make mistakes all the time. I'm now in a senior position. In theory, in my role, I should be the person who's coaching and helping develop other people. But I still find on my own, I make mistakes and I still have questions. And when I look at how I used to handle it when I was younger and earlier in my career versus now, it's like night and day difference. I'm not kidding. I used to wake up. This is so bad, but I have to tell you. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. This is when I worked at BMO when I was really early in my career. I would wake up at 2 a.m, basically sleepwalking. Like, I'm saying it like it's a question because I don't sleepwalk, but I would wake up in the middle of the night and start getting dressed for work. And my mom would come into my room because I still lived at home at the time. And she'd be like, Emily, what the actual fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I have to go to work. I'm behind on this. I need to answer emails. And I would do that probably once a week. Like, take that in. Anyways, the reason I'm sharing this is because I want you to know that, like, I don't come from a personality. I don't have a personality that is chill. I am not a laid back girl. I am not a cool girl. I am a high anxiety. The sky is falling. The earth is crumbling and I'm getting fired kind of girl. Like, that's where my mind goes. So I've had to very actively retrain my mind literally so that I don't get so stressed that I make myself sick, because that's the point that I always take it to. So instead of me feeding into my own anxieties and saying things like, well, I shouldn't feel upset about this. You know, I shouldn't let this upset me. Telling myself not to be upset doesn't change the fact that I'm upset, but what does is changing my perspective on the situation. So I need to stop focusing, and you need to stop focusing on how you're feeling and focus more on the facts of the situation. So for example, I look back now at that interview mix-up, and at the time, I felt like I was getting fired. I felt like an idiot. I was stressed not because of the situation, but because of my reaction to the situation. Today, obviously, I, you know, have a moment of freak out because that's still not a great position to be in. You really shit the bed on that one past Emily. But my response would be, oh, this is the situation. Nobody's hurt. And if I own it and fix it and I'm honest, it's going to be okay. That's it. No one is going to fire you over small mistakes. And guess what? Even if they are, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I know this doesn't apply to every single situation. There are things that are way more serious, but this is really focusing on the small stuff, like the objectively small stuff. It's the guy not texting you back after the date and you're panicking about what you did wrong. No, no, no. Stop the panicking about what you did wrong. Focus on the facts. He didn't text you after the date. Okay, fine. You messed up in an interview, so you didn't get the job because you're an idiot and you're never going to find a job. No, you messed up in the interview. You know how you messed up. You're going to fix it next time. Next, you have to focus on facts of the situation before you get stuck in a cycle of overthinking and making yourself absolutely ill. I'm saying this like I live this perfectly. I don't. I'm working on it literally as we speak because I am so stressed and annoyed and irritable this week. I don't know what's in the water, but someone has spiked it. Someone has spiked the water that I'm drinking. I really hope that this was helpful. I know this, like, is a little careers adjacent. Is it careers adjacent? I don't know. I know it's like a little aligned to careers. It's a little aligned to, you know, your life, but that's kind of the goal and the direction I want to take this podcast in. Is definitely I'm going to cover things like resumes and careers and all of that. But honestly, I already have so much content on that on this show. Like I already have my entire first season is all of the basics of how to get a job. So now my goal is really to take this podcast to the next level where you're thinking about, okay, you know how to get the job, you know how to write your resume, but how are we actually developing as people in order to be our best selves at work and outside of it? So that's kind of where my goal is. That's where I feel like I'm at in my life with my career. But I hope it was helpful. Like I said, I've said that twice now. I'm not going to cut it out. You know, we're just going to roll with it, baby. It is what it is. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll talk to you next week.